from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Welcome to the celebration of the daily televised Mass. My name is Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass has been possible by a contribution from two donors. The first is Alice Hugh G. from Rothsay, New Brunswick. For the intentions of her husband, family, and friends, both living and deceased, for victims of violent crimes, and for people who help in their recovery. The second is Robert H. Super from Omaha, Nebraska, for the living and deceased family members of the Super, of Albert F. Super family. Our thanks go out to the donors for the gift of this Mass. To prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist more worthily, let us call to mind that we have a God of mercy and compassion. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart, and we are contrite. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners, and we are sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved daughters and sons, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In those days, Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, came to him and said, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die. You shall not recover." Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. "Remember now, O Lord, I implore you, how I have walked before you in faithfulness with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, "Go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria and defend this city." Now Isaiah had said, "Let them take a lump of figs and apply it to the boil so that he may recover." Hezekiah also had said, "What is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord?" Isaiah replied, "This is the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has promised. See, I will make the shadow cast by the declining sun on the dial of Ahaz turn back 10 steps. So the sun turned back on the dial the 10 steps by which it had been declined. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You saved my life, O Lord, I shall not die. In saved my life, O I said in the noontide of my days, I must depart. the gates of Sheol for the rest of my years. You saved my life, O Lord, I shall not die. I said I shall not see the Lord in the land of the living. I shall look upon the mortals no more among the inhabitants of the world. You saved my life, O Lord, I shall not die. My dwelling is plucked up and removed from me like a shepherd's tent. Like a weaver I have rolled up my life. He cuts me off from the loom. You saved my life, O Lord, I shall not die. To my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On the Sabbath, Jesus went through the grain fields. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. And Jesus said to them, have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him and his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Have you not read in the law on the Sabbath that the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and yet are guiltless? I tell you something, greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. That first reading from Isaiah that Catherine did for us, the story of Hezekiah, is a remarkable story indeed. I don't think any one of us has heard a story like that. He prayed to the Lord, he was bitterly crying, and the Lord gave him 15 more years. As I read the story, I couldn't help thinking about the six Jesuits that died one after the other at the end of April. And I thought, if the Lord had only given them 15 more years. We knew that they were old. We knew many of them had respiratory problems. We knew they were vulnerable to the coronavirus. And yet, when they died, it was like a punch into the midsection. Because you see, one died and we hardly grieved over him about the work that he did, the success that he had, the places he went, the people's lives he had touched when the next one died. And before we could even look at the next one, the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth died. And I thought, if only they were given 15 more years. And then I thought again, Peter Larracy was 90 plus, and so was Father F.X. Johnson, Norm Dodge, and Father Charlie Sitter. I don't think they would have wanted 15 more years. But the other two, we could have heard about their stories and the things that they did. When I looked at that and heard Hezekiah's story, I couldn't help thinking about my own death and my approaching death. What would it be like? And then I thought, my death and my approaching death should be as much a gift to others as my life is a gift. I would like it to be peaceful and quiet, like my mother's and my father's. There was no bitterness, there was no anger. My mother went to play bingo with the seniors on the 15th of February. That night she called the ambulance and she went to the hospital. And when I visited her on the 16th, she said, "I'm not going to come out from this." And I said, "So be it, Mom, you're 93 now." And that night she died peacefully. And I thought to myself, I would like a death like that, because I've hurt many people in my life and I've said sorry to most of them. There are one or two I don't even know where they are to say sorry to. I lived in a parish out in Thunder Bay in Chepstow at the Martyr Shrine, and there were people who came into my life, and perhaps I was harsh to them. They walked out. If they walked into my life again, I wouldn't even know who they are. But for most part, I said sorry, and I'm ready to go anytime. My life, which should not be one like Hezekiah weeping bitterly for 15 more years, definitely not. You see, the way you and I approach death is a sign of our belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the promises he made. I will go in my Father's house, there are many mansions, and I will go there and prepare a room for you. I truly believe that. And therefore, my life should be such that when my death comes, it will be peaceful and tranquil. Father Dornstein, who's 80 plus years and living in Villa Vianney in Edmonton, Alberta, invited me to come and preach a parish mission when he was a parish priest in Red Deer, Alberta, at the Sacred Heart Parish. And one of the common stories you'd tell at every funeral was the story of the dash. And he says, when you die, your obituary notice will read, born on this day, died on this day, and there's a dash in between. It does not really matter the year that you were born or the year that you die, because that is in God's providence. But what matters is you can do something about that dash. Did you make that worthwhile? Did you make that rich and fruitful? And God will judge you only for that. Did you come up to the full potential that God has called you? Did you come up to all the things that you desired to do in this life? And then that death of yours would be really meaningful. So what has God called us to do? God has called each one of us, without exception, to love, to praise, and to serve him. It does not matter if you're a good cameraman like Greg or Carl over here. It does not matter whether you sing well like Annie and Catherine and read well. It does not matter whether you're like Simone preparing the altar. It does not matter whether I'm a priest preaching here. These are our secondary identities. Our main identity, and most of us are never conscious of it, is to know, to love, and to serve God. You don't need to be a Christian to do that. Everybody, whether you're a Hindu or a Muslim or Buddhist, even if you're an agnostic and an atheist. And you may say, well, if I'm an atheist and I don't believe in God at all, how am I to know, to love, and to praise God? You see, our relationship with each other runs parallel to our relationship with God. The way I treat other people, do I treat them with respect, with kindness? Do I realize that they are truly special because, like me, we were created to know, to love, and to serve God? That you and I were made in the image and likeness of God, and therefore we cannot be used for anything or everything. And therefore, people who abuse people will be twice as damned as the people who are just committing sins. Sorry, that's my own theory. Because each one of us is so very special and precious. And we need to tell people about that because it is so very important. That is the meaning of the dash between the year that you were born and the year that God will call you to himself. What are we going to make about it? Is it going to be fruitful and rich? A man went up to the doctor and told the doctor, "Listen, doctor, I'm going to die soon. Can you tell me what is beyond dying?" And the doctor says, "I don't know." And he says, "Come on, you've been a doctor. You've been at the deathbed of so many people. You should know." And he says, "I really don't know. But can you hear the scratching at that door over there?" He says, "That's my dog on the other side of the door. He cannot enter into the surgery over here. He's never allowed to. But whole day long, he is scratching at the door because he knows there is somebody who feeds him, somebody who cares for him, somebody who loves him." And that, my dear friend, is the meaning and our approach to death. On the other side, there is somebody that loves, somebody that cares, and somebody that is going to welcome us. With that in mind, I wouldn't want to ask for another 15 years like Hezekiah did. "Well done, good and faithful servant," is all that I want to hear. And that's all that you and I need to hear. God bless you all. Join me now as we pray together. Let us pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for our Cardinal Francis Thomas, for the priests, and for all the others who continue to help, to guide and in our spiritual life. Let us also pray for our premiers and prime ministers and counselors who are concerned about the needy and the marginalized in society. For this we pray to the Lord. For our sponsors, as they help to carry on and continue this beautiful sacrifice that we present to so many people around the world, for their intentions, we pray to the Lord. For our faith community that have written in and asked for prayers, for their intentions, for those who are having a particularly hard time during this time, and for those who have lost a dear one and haven't had time to mourn for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving and gracious God, we thank you for your gifts, and we thank you for each other. You have made us special in your sight. Help us to realize that through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Through the mystery of this wine and water, may we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking in the sacred mystery be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, Jesus stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Thomas our Bishop, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with our Canadian martyrs, Saint Jean de Brebeuf, Saint Isaac Jogues, and companions, and on all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of this your church, and graciously grant a peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us share with one another a sign of this peace and friendship wherever we are.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us and all our dear ones unto life everlasting.
Amen. With those of you at home, join with me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish and endow with life through the food of your word and heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gifts that we may merit an eternal share in his life, Jesus who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass has been celebrated. Go now in the peace of Christ to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
Forth in the peace.
Please remember that all requests for prayers are included in our Prayer Intentions book and shared with all of our celebrants.